Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using these booklets that are available on the table near the burning candle there. If you didn't get one on your way in, most of them are blue, a few are white. But if they say Vespers 86 on the front, that's what you need. If you would please open up to page 5. You will see that Psalm 141, of which this is a musical setting, divides into two parts there at the top of the page, L1 and L2. And we joke sometimes that at any one time at Holden, about half of the people are from a combination of Minnesota and Washington. So if you're from either Minnesota or Washington, sing L1. And if you have nothing to do with Minnesota or Washington, sing L2 and sing out. So L1 and L2, Minnesota, Washington, L1, and everywhere else, L2. And when we get to the Magnificat on page 9, we will stand as we sing Mary's song, the Magnificat. You will see that Forrest is standing by the baptismal font with a candle. That candle, a symbol of the light of Christ in our midst in whom we are baptized. And so as we begin our service, please stand and face Forrest as he processes in with this symbol as we sing, and we will remain standing until the bottom of page 4. Please stand.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from the book of Acts. So those who welcomed Peter's message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Holy wisdom, holy word. A reading from Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. This is about Benedict of Nursia, Saint Benedict, a saint from the 6th century. Benedict was born in the town of Nursia near Rome. At age 20, he left home and lived for 3 years as a hermit in a desolate cave. There he practiced severe asceticism, maturing in both mind and character. Though he had little contact with the outside world, Benedict gained a reputation for his holy life and discipline. Eventually, he was asked to lead a monastery in a remote area near Monte Cassino. Drawing on older rules and the wisdom of experience, Benedict outlined in his rule a simple way of life for monks, centered on praying the daily office, studying scripture, engaging in common labor for the good of the community, and performing works of charity. His vision of the holy life became the standard for Western monasticism and a model for how to live simply in health, wholeness, and community. Benedict of Nursia said this, "However late then it may seem, let us rouse ourselves from lethargy. That is what Scripture urges on us when it says, the time has come for us to rouse ourselves from sleep. Let us open our eyes to the light that can change us into the likeness of God. Let our ears be alert to the stirring call of his voice crying to us every day. Today, if you should hear his voice, do not harden your hearts."
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness does not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to
Jesus.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
God.